And then we'll play some games. That's some fun. Ah, I can see my camera's a little off, but it's okay. It's time for FTH Beyond. I am the Rock Out of Podcasting, Charles McFall, and a big shout out to Gozer for that wonderful intro. They wrote that for us a while back, and it's been awesome. And joining me tonight, not slacking, but here, Kurtstable.
Hey, how is everyone doing?
Oh, man. I cracked Phil up with some of my smartassness the other night. Basically, I repeated what I posted on your Facebook page, but with attitude and inflection, and he thought it was hilarious. But the thing was like, oh, congrats on having like life choices and shit in order. Sure. Yep. But you were having a legendary event of your own, weren't you?
A legendary event that took way less energy than other people. I became a grandfather for the first time. So
nice.
It was pretty freaking awesome. Got to tell you.
Well, for her, it was like a 5-day marathon.
Yeah. Well, you know what? That's why it's for the young.
Without a doubt.
Yep.
So, yeah, you, it really wasn't 5 days, but it was 48 hours or so, right?
So she was scheduled to go in Friday morning, and I get woken up early, early Friday morning, basically saying, hey, by the way, my water broke. which was a little crazy. It was a good, well, the baby was born Saturday morning at about 3:15 in the morning. Had to be cesarean, cause just baby didn't want to come out.
So you're talking about midnight to 3 AM. Are you talking about 3 AM in the Sunday morning?
No, I'm talking about midnight to 3 AM. So Saturday.
About 18 hours or so.
Yeah. Okay. Something like that. Yep.
Gotcha.
So I was at the hospital for a lot of that. And, again, I didn't do any of the hard work. I was just there supporting. So.
Oh, man. So lots of cool stuff to talk about. But first off, Saturday morning, this past Saturday, I jumped in on Sin Stream. Right, he streamed live, and he's been talking to me about, hey, man, come on out, and I'll do a roster review for you on the stream. And I think last Thursday night when you were gone, I said, you know what? I think this Saturday I actually have time unscheduled, that I can get up, how about like 1 o'clock in the afternoon Eastern? He's like, great, I'm on the East Coast. And so I got on there, and he did me up about a dozen teams or so. For Blitz, and looked at my stuff and surprised me a little bit with some of his picks and how the teams were built. But I was like, the whole theory that he was giving me is that basically, if I want to try for 1500, then using these teams just over and over. I mean, it's multiple times a day and so on and so forth. But basically with a little work, but very little energy spent, about 200 a day, give or take,
right.
With more on the days that we get refreshes on the energy, that I could quite possibly, because nothing's ever guaranteed, right? But I can quite possibly make 1,500. So, of course, I tried on the Red Blitz and blew out all 8 milestones on the Red Blitz, like, instantly. Well, then, I guess I'll go do the Blue Blitz. And I did that. And... Namor, was it Namor just dropped?
Yeah.
His blitz just finished tonight. But so yeah, right. So Namor was the blitz. So like, all right, I've already got the team set, all my energy is ready, it's good to go. Let me see what I can do. So I'm actually about to open. I didn't get to finish my last run tonight because I wasn't watching the time. And I started one when I was at work. And I didn't have to rush home because nobody was at home. But I was thinking, you know what? And I wasn't paying attention to time. I was like, you know, I'll just finish up my last blitz run when I get home. Because I knew it was going to end tonight for the show and we'd talk about it. And then when I got home and it ended, I'm like, damn it. I should have just stayed and done my half dozen runs and gotten that many more points. So I think ultimately, I personally, I never really paid attention to my blitz score, but I would do, what was I always saying? Kurt, 12, 11, 12 milestones.
Yeah, something like that. Yep.
Blew out the milestones on the first damn day. I mean, like by Monday, you know, so it's the milestone. So it started Monday night. So by Tuesday lunch, I'd done all 14 milestones. And okay. This is, again, using some energy, right? Because we had the refreshes extra. But Sin can go watch Sin stream. Sin can explain this. Yeah. And for some reason, I'm not connecting the chat. So if anybody's trying to chat with me, I'm going to hit refresh. But it's just spinning, Sin connecting. And so, yeah, I was running it. So I'm going to check my ranking now. Oh, shut up. I don't need to hear my own voice. I like my own voice, right. But I don't need to hear. So Namor completed, and then Hela dropped in. My rank, 7,156 on the leaderboard. I don't know exactly what that means. 2.8 million in points.
Wow.
Is what I did. And let's see what that got me. 1 to 10%. I got 35 Namor shards.
Yep. So I ended up with I only did the milestones. That's not true. I did a little bit more than the milestones, and that got me the 26 to 50. I think is what it was. I didn't get the 11 to 25, which is what I would normally would get.
Right.
But I do attribute that to it being Namor. I did manage to recruit Namor because I was only like 2 away or 5 away from the last time.
And I just recruited Namor. So very cool.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, so that's good. This was also the first week that I managed to do both Red Star and the regular orb Blitz. For whatever reason, I'm having an easier time with Blitz. I've got 6 or 7 main teams that I just rotate through, and I don't spend a whole lot in energy, just because I don't need to, and it just ends up working pretty well for me. I've never actually tried pushing hard on Blitz,
so
I
don't typically do that, but honestly. You get the right teams built out for your roster. And I'm going to pull up my roster and I'm going to show you the teams that he built for me.
Yeah.
It's just doing it. For the most part, I have my favorite teams and I've moved them to the top. You know, the ones I understand how they work. They're fun to play, which is important to me because it can be a grind otherwise, right? But first I did them by rankings as he did them on my chart. And then once I found the ones I really liked that I could win with, I moved those to the top. And it became about 6 or 7 that no matter what level I got to, I could probably win with them. I'll get a loss here or there, but I can more. But these others, at some point, they become not winnable for me, more or less.
Gotcha.
Skippy, I know Skippy's in the room. Skippy, I would love to know if there's a way for me to figure out. Holy shit, Strife looks badass. Oh my god, he looks good. His basic artwork. I don't know what the character art looks like, but that headline looks good. Yeah, Skippy, you've been summoned. Is there a way for me to figure out how close I was to 1500? Because I got 1 to 10%, which is badass. I mean, that feels really good to do that because it really wasn't. It wasn't that much work because I find myself some days I'm really busy, so I hardly get to check in. But many days I'm like, man, I wish I could play some more Strike Force. I'm just kind of done with it, you know. But having these teams going, okay, it refreshes every so many hours. At certain points, I just play the free battles. And even with that, I'm 6 million points short. Well, then. But you know what? I'm not entirely surprised on this because everybody wants Namor. Now, Hela's going to be a hard one, too. Everybody wants Hela. So I'm going to be curious when it's somebody like Punisher comes back around or something. And that said, they're changing the Blitz tier rewards. Okay. That's cool. Is what Skippy, yeah, I was reading what Skippy said there for the podcast. Yeah. But yeah, I can tell you because in this game, I'm not a filthy casual. I am a fair casual. Like, I'm not totally upset. I never cared about getting 1500 because I'm like, that's just competitive. That's a lot of work. But once somebody who has the knowledge pointed out, well, here, you've got the ability. All you got to do is play. I like to play. Right. You know, that's why I'm into this game. That's why I do this show. I definitely enjoy playing. So, yeah, doing that is good. Man, this time change. I know I talked about it last week, but you weren't here. This time change is fucking me on my refreshes, right? I'm like, we're in the middle of the show. I'll get some more energy. I won't get some more energy. I just claimed my last energy of the day. Now I got to go spend cores to Hela will not get out of my head, the name Hela, but Elsa. I got some reporting to do for that, but how's everything going for you?
Well, I have Hela. I have Namor.
Nice.
I just was taking a look at the artwork for Mr. Sinister and Strife, the new characters, which Strife looks pretty good. Mr. Sinister looks pretty good. Something about his face doesn't work for me, but otherwise he's all right.
I mean, he's a poor man's Shredder, but, you know, sure.
Well, yeah, but he shouldn't be. I mean, that's the thing. There's something missing, and I'm not sure what yet. But.
Four turtles chasing him down the street?
I mean, No. No, it's just some X-Men stuff that I'd like to see him better at. So right now I'm still I don't have Ghost Rider, I don't have Invisible Woman, I don't have Mr. Sinister, Strife, or Ultron. And those are the only ones that I'm missing right now.
I got Ultron.
Oh, you managed to get Ultron.
I got Ultron last week, I think.
Nice.
So
I'm still working on my first run of Fear the Darkness.
That's something that our Discord knows about but is not on the show yet. I went on a hot streak this week. Literally, I Pyro has been one of my ones that I've been farming for 13 stars, and I got him. I don't remember what was happening. I was cracking open some basic orbs or something, and because I won't do the basics here on the show, it just piles up too much. But it might not even been that. I think I went on a shopping spree or something. It's just like, oh, this needs it and that needs it. Ended up getting 13. Tier gear 13 for Pyro, which I think I said 13 nice. Stars, but everybody I think knows what I meant. Tier gear 13, not 13 stars. Yep. And then turned around and got another star for somebody that I don't remember right now. I posted it in our general chat and then immediately turned around and had 13 gear tier 13 for Iron Fist. Sitting there ready to go. So, like, holy crap, this is an amazing night.
I think
good.
I've got, let me see, can I sort by tiers? Yeah, I can. So, my tier 13 characters right now are Thanos, Groot, Fury, Star-Lord, Minerva, Yondu, Rocket, Sabretooth, Captain America. And I only did Sabretooth and Captain America because, well, I had the mats for them.
No, exactly. I only did Iron Fist because the mats just were there. So, why not? Let's do this.
Yeah.
I remember the stars I got, but go ahead.
Oh, yeah. No, go ahead.
Do you remember what my stretch goal for Elsa was? What I wanted to finish up this event with?
No.
Fair enough. So she comes out like two stars, right? Something like that.
Right.
And then I was like, I want to have her at 5 stars. I think if I really, really push hard, I think I can. And sure enough, every day, this time change, I have been lazy and I haven't changed my alarms yet because I'm like, right. Oh, that I get an hour warning. Well, the other day I was somewhere where my alarm shouldn't go off at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And so I caught it ahead of time, turned it off, forgot to turn it back on.
Oh, boy.
So today, like 2 days this week, I have missed grabbing that middle of the day energy. And I've been hoarding my cores anyway for Elsa. So I just having to spend a little more than I would have had I set my alarm. Right.
So where are you at with her now?
That's who I got the other night. I got a 5th star for her, and I'm still cracking on. Getting those, I'm about to crack open some more orbs. I'll be honest. A lot of times I'll save orbs for the show because it's entertaining and people like to celebrate with you. In Elsa's case, because I needed to know if I was going to spend more, I spent a little bit of money on her. And it got me to that 3rd or 4th star. I spent that $10 deal where it's just her orbs and got, if I hadn't have gone over the edge, I would have regretted heavily spending that $10. Going over the edge, I only regret slightly spending that $10. And then last week I opened up something and really jumped it up. So I've been opening up her orbs during the week, and I got her to, I'm just pulling it up here. 5 stars, and I'm at 34 out of 200 to get 6 stars on her.
Yeah, I'm still at 80 out of 130 to get her to 5 stars.
Slack ass mofo.
Well, yeah, I missed a little bit over the weekend, but I've been refreshing pretty much every day up to 100. I'm not doing 100 cores, but
yeah, and I will too. I just want to finish that full hard run.
Yep.
There.
Yeah, but it's working out. I don't think I'll get 5 because let's see if I remember correctly. Yeah. So she's going to be gone by Saturday night.
Yeah.
So Saturday night is when that'll expire. So, speaking of events that are going to expire though, by tomorrow night, there's a supply sale.
Okay.
Where 25% off the supplies in the shop.
Is this like Black Friday where they mark it up a ton and then give you a huge deal?
Nope. This is like regular. The only thing that's not covered in the sale is uniques. So
okay,
if you just open up your supply store, and it's the main one only, you'll notice that the prices are. A lot different.
Let's go look at that real quick. I didn't take a screenshot, but when I opened up that last run of Elsa orbs, it was 81 shards in one run pull.
Nice.
That's good. So we're looking at offers? You're talking about offers?
No. I'm talking about just regular supplies.
Okay. Oh, I was just buying supplies.
Yeah.
I don't actually pay attention to how much they cost, so I don't notice a difference.
Yeah, there's a difference.
Okay.
There's definitely a difference. Like for example, you're not getting any purples for 12K. that super esoteric glyphs for 24K is cheap. 90K for the ABCs is cheap. That's usually 100K, 100.
Okay. Yeah,
25K, something like that.
I stay over 15 million constantly in gold. It drives everybody crazy. But like, I'm buying stuff. I'm leveling people. I mean, I don't know what else to do.
Oh, 5-star Cyclops.
Yeah, that was really
Colossus,
cool.
Colossus, not Cyclops.
You know, fuck you. Fuck you, Scott. Fuck the Scott. Fuck you, Scott.
Oh, the other thing that happened over the past week is I got enough shards to make Hulk 7-star.
Yay, Hulk!
Oh, no, I'm but not you promoting
didn't.
Him.
I know you didn't. I know you fucking did. You asked that. So
I would rather not get the Ultimus shards than to promote him.
I think my game's getting hacked because there's a Twitch bot. You know, we get Twitch bots on the stream, you know, Virgo Pros, whatever. There's this Twitch bot, Siestron, that now is showing up in my chat in my game. I don't get how a Twitch bot is showing up in the in-game chat, but, you know, yeah, sure, absolutely. Whatever.
Siestron is definitely a bot.
Always a bot. So, but, you know, so I might have to call Fox next and be like, y'all need to fix your security. I don't like being hacked, man. It's not cool.
Yeah, my Hulk is sitting at 309 out of 300.
Jesus, I hate you so much. You suck so hard, man. So, yeah. All right, three more Hunter Squad orbs. Let's see what I pull tonight. That's four Elsa and eight Mantis. Seven Elsas. Man, I was pulling hard tonight. I was like, purple, orange, purple, two purples. All right, and they were all Elsas. I'm like, holy shit, it's raining Elsa. It's awesome. Five, six, and eight. Eight Elsas. So I only had three to open. Walter had 19 Elsa shards and eight Mantis.
Ah, okay.
Happiness. And honestly, for the most part, all of my – and I realize what I'm saying sounds really dirty, but that's not the intent. But I've been pulling a lot of orbs lately just because I really want Odyssey to max her out. She's one of my favorite characters in the comics, one of my favorite characters in both games. I've gotten to use her. And I just want to avoid my Minerva mistake, which is like, well, oh, maybe I should try harder. And I tried it towards the end of the event. Uh-oh, our stream has locked up. Is it still good for you?
Let me see.
Oh, there you go. It just caught up on my side. So maybe it was a glitch on my end and not the actual stream. Because it did that whole fast-forward thing real quick.
Oh, okay, yeah. I mean, it looks like it stuttered a little bit, but that was it. That was it. Everything looks good.
Good. But, yeah, Minerva, I started towards the end of that campaign and doing, oh, I should use my stuff to refresh. And she came out four stars, and she's one of my most badass characters. So had I really pushed, I could have gotten five or maybe even six. You know, who knows? So I'm very happy with seeing that, putting a little effort. Because honestly, I just never want to be a slave to a game. You know, I hate having to check in and making sure. Yeah, I played Farmville for all of like a half day. Then I'm like, my plants died? Get the fuck out of here. You're gay. My plants died. I'm done. and somebody might go, but you still lost your energy. Yeah, because I want my energy. I can let it go. I don't like scream and throw my phone if I miss it. But, you know, I set my energy so I can remember to get it. But, yeah, it's a thing. I'm assuming you are, but you still having a lot of fun with this game?
I am. The challenge is has been dealing really war is the biggest challenge at this point, just because we're trying to do better in war, and we've got somebody new covering things for or handling the management of war for us, and it's good. I'm glad he's doing it, but it just. It takes more thought than I was giving before. So, and it's not even difficult. It really is just like, okay, war is starting tonight. So, okay, I have to make sure I get my two attacks done tonight. You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Before getting the next ones. 'Cause we're trying to have people do eight attacks per war. And I don't always hit it, mainly because I'm not going to throw teams just to get killed, just so I can claim my attacks.
Yeah. I want to at least take out one character, because I figured that will help weaken it if I can. So if I'm going to lose and not damage them, like permanently, like, you know, take something out, then I'll back out of that battle. But I am trying to do more war battles. We had two good ones back-to-back. Where it was down to the wire, and we rallied that first one, and we came from behind a little bit and overcame them. I think we won by 100 or 200 points. And then I think it was the very next war, and we're in a war now. So, yeah, I think that was Sunday. That was the weekend war, or maybe that's the Monday war, whatever. And then later in the week, We had one. We're same thing. We're rallying and they're rallying. And that one where we won by like 200, I mean, they were rallying. It was up and down. It was so much fun. And everybody was throwing stuff at everything. And we came out ahead. The next time, same thing. They were rallying and they ultimately topped us by 300 or 400. And I mean, it was early enough that I threw everything I had at it. Sin, right. Before you get mad at me. I actually still fought for the points and placement and all that, knowing that we weren't going to win. But it obviously got to the point where, yeah, you're not going to win.
Yeah.
But it was still fun. It was still, oh, man, that was a good battle, you know, type of deal.
Right. Yeah, because, I mean, at least you can still, you know, you can do your attacks and whatnot in an effort to get better rewards. I mean, we've had two wars this week. We won both of them, so that's good.
Y'all bumped up to silver 3, right?
We are currently at silver 3. Who knows? Maybe we'll get bumped up again. I don't know.
The reward bump is significant enough to go. Yep. Oh, even when you lose, you're doing really well in that next tier up.
Right.
You know. I mean, obviously, winning is better rewards, but yeah, it's a good reward system, I think.
Right. So, I just checked. I have 7 of the Elsa orbs to open up for Monday, and that'll probably be more like 8 or 9 by the time I'm done, I would think.
Okay.
Since the event ends tomorrow night. No, Saturday
night.
So,
I mean, yeah. I don't really hold hope that I'll hit 6 stars, but honestly, at one good run of pulls, I can do it. So I got my goal of 5. So I'm very happy. She's tier gear 11. She is level 73. I've already maxed out one of her abilities. She's a badass bitch. And she wrecks me. And that's one of my favorite teams to play with is that Supernatural. I'll show you my Blitz teams in a second. It's towards the top. And it's one of the ones I will drop when I'm refreshing actual energy teams. Right. It's one of the ones that's where I'll drop because I love playing it.
Okay.
And yeah, it just is interesting. Now, I took out, Skippy, maybe you can help me out. And I want to read some of the stuff in the chat room here. Commander Jazz says, I'm 13 shy for a 5-star Elsa. So as long as you play Jazz, you'll get it, obviously. So good on you. Skippy says, of course, the reward bump is huge in war when you go up a tier. Even if you're winning 2 and losing 3 every season, you're earning points too. Yeah, and that's – so going back to that, talking about knowing we're going to lose but fighting anyway, before I was like, well – we're like 500-600 behind, maybe even 1,000 behind. We're not going to win this. Screw it. I'm going to do something else. And Sin talked to me. It's like, Dad, like, you're still earning points. Even if you were not going to win the war, you go in and just take out somebody on the flight deck. We're not just winning points towards war. We're winning points towards ranking up and getting better rewards and the silver and the gold and all that jazz. So I'm like, oh. Okay, knowing that my effort means something changes everything. Because when I'm seeing the screen going, well, it's not going to mean anything. We're going to lose anyway, no matter what I do. I don't want to waste my time. I thought, you know, life was meaningless. So, but it's a huge bump.
Yeah.
And Skippy's backing that up. And the Supernatural team destroys Ultron teams, is what he said. Okay, I did not know that because I've been dodging Ultron like a draft dodger. Because that bastard is a mean motherfucker.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I tend to avoid Ultron and Phoenix.
Yeah. Yep. As I'm picking my Blitz battles, I try to avoid Magneto. I really focus on Defenders. And as much as you love your first, and Defenders was the first good synergy team, and I had all of them, and I was ahead of the game of most people because it's, I just liked those characters anyway, and I just dumped a whole bunch of widespread levels into them. So when that synergy dropped, I had a really solid team there. It's not that they're actually still really powerful. By the way, Hulk might just go 13, gear tier 13 here. I'm pulling a hell of a lot. I am pulling these are purple mats. Never mind. Damn it, I got ahead of myself. I'm like, I just saw 4 of these orbs come up, but I need oranges, not purples. My bad. Hey, Sam, what's up? We're just talking about you. And damn, I distracted myself. I don't know what I'm saying. Oh, well. Picking teams. So I love my defenders, and they're still really powerful. So in Raid, they're my second end team, because usually I'll start with something kind of fun, lower level, that can clear out a couple of nodes. And one or two characters can die. And like, all right, I'll just put that team away. We're talking about the Blitz teams and how you educated me on war and how you should fight any way to earn points, and that's what you did. But my defenders, I just don't have fun with them anymore. You know, and Blitz. So
yeah, I understand that. They're still one of my most powerful teams, and I don't like playing with them in Blitz either. I don't know if it's just that it's because they win through attrition more than anything else. You know, they don't crush; they just outlast people.
And I do like using them. I use them in war. I use them in war. I use them in raids because I know what teams I'm going up against. And I go, okay, they're still my second top tier team. My men guard being my top tier team in raid. Because I'll go in and go, oh, they have a men guard team, so I need to go in and smash hard and fast. That's defenders. I can go in and funnel all that right into Minerva, and I'll take her out just like that. You know?
Yeah. I still keep my defenders leveled up and everything because it's still worthwhile. But they are not my go-to, not anymore.
Yeah. Let me finish opening these orange mats, and we'll pop right over to these teams that were built. And to be honest with you, I absolutely appreciate that Sin did it for me. And all praise that I throw at him, he's all like, no, man. He's very, very humble is the word I'm looking for. But I think – I know he loves the game. He loves the community. He was this way when we did MAA. You know, he was very much into the community and helping everybody out. He's just passing it forward. Throw him a sub. If you want him to do you a roster review, throw him, like, you know, 500 bits or something. You know, throw him a sub. Throw him just like you would Casino, because he's just as good. And it changed the game. It made a hell of a lot more fun. And I'll show you what he did for me.
And while you're doing that, Sen, throw one of your emotes into the chat so that people can click on it and follow you.
Yeah, what he said.
Because you can't click on somebody's name and just follow. You have to actually have their emotes up.
There you go. All right. So I only have 5 of my 20 slots remaining. Now, I did keep 2 at the bottom. These are fun teams I like to play with. The Flaming Fury with that you told me about, the meta for Arena. And then just a straight Guardian team, because that raid comes up enough. Yep. And, yes, Skippy, Sin is way less whiny than other people. I'll just leave it to other people. But, yeah. So these are the two that I've just left at the bottom for me to play with for fun. So then there's a Kree team right here, 150K power. Great synergy, works really well. But ultimately, once I get up to about 12 or 13 milestones, or really the times 7 multiplier, I can't get past times 8. Maybe there ain't one past times 8. I don't know. But I'll get 3/4 of the way through times 8, and it'll just get to that level that I'll probably lose something. And it sets me right back. And sometimes I'll lose 2 in a row, and it sets me to 7. But I usually stay up in this times 7, times 8 tier fighting. So then this is just... I don't know what the hell this team is, but it works. Bullseye, Elektra, Ronin, Nobu, and Nebula. That works out there. And then we've got the Avengers B team. You got Ant-Man and everybody here. But Cap leads that team, and it does really well. Honestly,
Ant-Man is the only B part of that team. That's a solid
team. That's true. Yeah. That is – no, you're right. You're right. Even though Quake is kind of powered up. She was god mode. She's in a god tier. She's not god tier anymore. But you're right. Yes. She's good. But you really have to play her with Black Widow there.
You get the Black Widow speed ups and you get the Quake slowdowns. Yep. And
Yeah.
Yeah.
It works. It works good. So man, that man's fun. I just give him grief. He is actually a fun character, and I'm glad to have a reason to play with him. Then I got power armor, and he had me throw my vision in there. I'm like, yeah, you know, I understand my vision's lower. I keep trying to work on him, and then I forget, and so on and so forth. And vision works really well with the power armor team.
Yep, yep. He's pretty common for a fifth user in power armor.
Then there's now I don't like the fact that Minerva's on two teams because it uses my energy faster because I use her here than I use her on my Top Gear team. But this works. Now, because of the energy thing, I don't play this one. Once I get down to not having a lot of energy to refresh for my blitz battles, this one kind of falls down to the bottom tier just because of this energy suck that it has. Yeah, you had her on my Mengard team, which stayed, and then you put her on this team with Deadpool, Mystique, Cable, and Crossbones, which to have a reason to play Deadpool, Cable, and Crossbones again. Loving it. Loving that I can play with, because that's one of my things is I know enough to get me in trouble in strategy, and that scares me. So I'm like, yeah, you know, I can build some okay, decent teams. I know how to use certain people together. Obviously, like power armor was handed to us, shield was handed to us, but I know I can learn supernatural. I learned how to use that very quickly. It came to me fast. Bam, done.
Right.
But I want to play with characters, but I know Cable and Deadpool work together, and Deadpool and Mystique work together, but can I put this together enough to do something? Yeah, and I agree with you, Sin. It's worth five charges for a win, absolutely. But can I do enough together? And so to have somebody come in and go, you can actually do enough together, and here's how, it was a lot of fun. It's great.
Yeah.
This is my GTFO team. Hulk smashes... what's his name? Shield assassin. What the hell is he?
Operative.
No, that's not the operative. The one that shoots you in the face constantly. Damn it! Now I'm going to select this team and click on it. I hate when I blank on these names. Oh, there's no synergy. I can't click on the. Anyway, him, and then Loki, which is fun to play with. Then Night Nurse is fun to play with. And then Yondu.
It's Trooper.
Trooper, thank you. Shield Trooper. I wouldn't have thought to ever put these people together, but they really are. I mean, I put him behind Hulk, and so when Hulk says, come at me, bro, and they do, Hulk absorbs the damage and laughs it off, and his Trooper just plant every damn time somebody moves, he just shoots him in the face. And I got six red stars on him. So. Right. And then, yeah, the summons. Yondu brings that summon in. Loki brings that summon in. And then Night Nurse is all right. She heals okay. I wish she could heal better. I really do. But she heals the whole team, so you know what are you going to do?
Yep.
And then let's see. Yeah, right here. Yeah, roughly right in here is where I'll do my replay teams. Because it gets to a point where I'm going to spend the money on her or the energy on Minerva at the top instead of here. So I'll play this team some. Here's my shield team. And he just replaced Trooper with Operative. And it's working out pretty well. Of course, I've got my Defenders with a 7-star Punisher. Then I've got, then I've got X-Men with Drax. And I wouldn't have thought of that.
Well, the thing is Drax is such a good tank. And, you know, he does the automatic taunt from the beginning.
Mantis. My Mantis is low level, and I might put her in there. I might work on her and put her in there, Sin. Thank you. But, yeah, he is a great tank. And so, yeah, just Phoenix coming in and dying and then just coming back and pounding everybody. 9 times out of 10, I win the battle with them. With her technically being dead because she's Dark Phoenix, and everybody else is going, yeah, we're fine. Then this superhero brawler team is you got Miles Morales, Spider-Man, regular Spider-Man, America Chavez, Ms. Marvel, and Captain Marvel. And holy cow, unless I just go up against a team like a Magneto team. I went up against a team with Magneto and Minerva because I didn't have any better choice, and they just destroyed me. I mean, yep. You're not going to do anything against that in this case. But, you know, every once in a while you got to take a loss. And that went well. And then I've got mutants here with Venom. And that is so much fun to play. You got Juggernaut, this for the podcast. You got Juggernaut, Magneto, Pyro, Sabretooth, and Venom. And just the red dot. Dude, people fall over the dead bleeds. Constantly.
Yeah, the bleeds have got to be crazy on that
It
team.
Is so good. And then my Supernatural team, and then Midgard. So, I mean, that is a solid stack. And after, Kurt, after I recruited, I did recruit Coulson last week, I think it was. And yep. I waited, I think I did it on the show. And then I said, well, on Saturday I'll talk to you, Sin, about it. And we talked a little bit. And he's like, yeah, you know, this or that. But here, let me build you these other teams. And so he did. And then I went into war Saturday afternoon and went up against a Coulson team and immediately got out and went through everything I had at Coulson to power him up. Oh, have you? I imagine you have. Have you gone up against a Coulson team?
I have not yet, but I did recruit Coulson. I just haven't. I haven't done anything with him really. I leveled him up to like level 40. And I haven't really fought. I think I did fight one shield team with Coulson, and it was a pain in the ass.
Oh my God,
like,
man.
Like a crazy pain in the ass.
So,
and they were like literally that team punched up 100K.
Yeah. And I mean, just his specs on defense, it's crazy good. It is so stupid good. Because it's like on war defense, automatically do this. On war defense, automatically do that. And so, yeah, I went ahead and put him on a defense in war. And the last two wars we've had, the first one after I powered him up, I'm in the cargo bay. Nobody even touched the cargo bay. They didn't go near it. I think the last war was, I didn't get to check to see if I had any defensive battles at all. God, he is just brutal. So, yeah, I have, even though he's not super powered right now, mine's level 47. I'll jump back in here and look at it. And you see, I have a lot of hearts up here because Sin's like, yeah, work on this person, work on that person. So, Shuri, I did unlock Shuri the last time, 5 red stars on her. So, Coulson is 15K in power. So, not super strong, but dude. Just the stuff. And actually,
I have not put him on a defense team yet, and I probably should. But I just haven't. I haven't found the right team yet. So,
although I don't know why he's CSIing me all the time. I don't care for that at all. That's right up there with Star-Lord's grind. He's like, and then she was skull fucked. Yeah.
Yeah, be happy that he doesn't have that sound effect. That'd be hilarious.
Okay, no. I would absolutely love it if he had that sound effect. I mean, I keep it muted most of the time, so I'd only listen to it part of the time. But yeah, man, he is a one job wonder, but he does that job very well.
Yeah, I'll have to actually put together a team with him and play around with it.
So
I just haven't gotten around to it.
I'm going to have to, I totally lost my train of thought there. That's my fault. Doesn't matter. Does we got any grinding news? Any code divers? Any code?
Oh, data mining?
Data mining. Thank you, sir.
So the only, not really, that's been the weird thing lately is that the data mines have not been particularly active. I mean, the last thing was last Tuesday, and they talked about the 25% off sale.
Huh.
And which is today.
Yeah.
There are rumors of characters. Confirmed is Strife, Mr. Sinister, Beast, and Cyclops. Strong possibilities, theoretically, are Sif, Heimdall, Red Skull, Dr. Doom, Black Bolt. And then there's like 10 rumored, which is Gorgon, Medusa, Toad, Blob, Symbiote, Spider-Man, Black Order, Yo-Yo, Silver Surfer, Crystal, and Karnak. I'd heard something about Yo-Yo, but we'll see. Yeah. Yo-Yo is a character from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah, that was strictly Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., right?
I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, now...
She's a good character.
She may be in the comics now.
Right.
But
it wasn't some C-list, D-list thing that they pulled. It was created before the show. She's a fun... and ended up being... They finally wrote her... At first, she was just kind of dumb. Not a character, but just like, why? You know, this is pointless. Yeah. Pointless. Pointless is a better term than dumb. She was kind of pointless. But then they really started writing for her way better.
Well, when they chopped off her arms, I mean, that
spoilers.
That's... Oh, spoilers!
No, I saw that. But this is one for somebody. I don't know. You're right. You're right. Or even before that, she was one of the only good things about that whole futuristic storyline to me, and then it just got better.
Yeah. You know? Yep. I'll defend that that series all day long because it's gotten so much better. And
that last season, though,
I thought the last season was fine. I actually really enjoyed it with alternate Coulson in the 18-wheeler from hell.
Yeah. You know what? That was fun. That was I thought we were going to get, even though it's the wrong universe, I thought we were going to get Lobo for a second.
Lobo's been on Krypton, that sci-fi series.
I've been thinking about watching it just because he's on it. I mean, I slowly started watching some of Krypton, but then Disney Plus, you know, what are you going to do?
Oh, my God, yeah. So, without going off too much on a tangent, Disney Plus is awesome so far.
Yeah. So I don't want to specifically talk about it because it could be a spoiler for somebody, but how that last season ended... And then, yeah, they're doing 1931 New York City.
I don't know.
Can we just not let a character die and have it fucking mean something? That's all I'm going to say about that. I do love timey-wimey shit. You know, I love that's, if you really look at Star Trek from Next Generation on, every last bit of it is timeline stuff. Every last bit of it. You're like, well, no, there's this episode. No. Binge watch it, and it'll jump out at you like a red thumb, a sore thumb, whatever jumps out at you at night. I don't know.
There's a lot of time travel based.
And you don't realize it when you're watching it week to week, but then I binge like all, back when I worked in the office and really didn't want to talk to people, so I'd watch 8-10 hours of TV. So I binge watched all of Next Generation, all of Voyager, all of Enterprise, and went, huh, they keep playing with these time travel things and these time paradoxes every it's just this overarching. In fact, Enterprise had two different overarching storylines that were just goddamn time travel.
Yep.
And I loved every second of it. So
yep, me too.
So yeah, I think I might last this or love this last season. It's just, how would you describe Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. to somebody? It's just, I don't know.
How would you describe it? Yeah, it's superhero spies, but that doesn't even cover it.
Yeah.
The problem is, like, it doesn't need to be Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Like, it could have been Southwest Avengers. I mean, because you have superheroes in there, you have non-superheroes. I mean... But they all have their own abilities, you know. So,
it's
it's a superhero team show. That's really what it is.
Yeah,
it's just which just happens to be a spinoff of Avengers. I'm still annoyed that Coulson wasn't at the funeral.
Yeah, I had my money on. They were going to bring him back to the big screen, at least in Endgame, if not Infinity War. My thoughts was Infinity War, but they didn't.
I mean, as far as we know, Fury is the only one out of the Avengers, or out of the MCU, out of the MCU movies, you know, not any extended uh-huh. stuff, but Fury is the only one that knows Coulson is alive.
Yes.
Everybody else thinks he's dead, which yes. just sucks.
And I thought it was time, especially with the blip, right? I thought it was time to bring him back. And
yep.
Marvel apparently disagreed.
True. That's true. Commander Jazz says Sif
that's
knows.
True. You're right.
But when's the last time we saw Sif?
Yeah. Did she die with Heimdall and them?
That's what I thought. I thought maybe she died in the whole Ragnarok thing. So
I don't know. A lot of they. I know there's. I think there's another Thor coming. They've just about shut the door on Thor stories by basically killing all the good characters off. Now we got Valkyrie, and she's amazing, and I'm glad for that. But the Brothers Three, man, they were good. You didn't need yep. to do that. Chuck was awesome.
Chuck was great.
Yeah, and that was before Blindspot. You're right. She got her TV deal.
That's true. Well, yeah, Sif gets killed, and then she ends up naked in a bag in New York City.
Sounds about right for Marvel, if you're to be honest with you. So,
right.
What else we got? We talked about war. Raids. How are you guys doing in Raid? How's the seven going?
30%. Pretty much. Although,
nice.
We'll see what happens moving forward, because we have a full alliance again. We were down four for a little while, and we just filled up this past weekend.
Sin, do we need anybody for our alliance? Well, I'm thinking you're talking about being short. So you just got the four. I mean, y'all were down. Four is a huge number to be down.
Yeah, it was. It was. It was just a bad luck. And
but you got it settled now?
But we got it all settled. Yep. And so we're back in the game. And so on Gamma and on seven, we're hitting 30%.
Very cool. I gotta check to see if it's launched yet. I know we were talking about launching a seven here today or tomorrow. I can't remember. I can't remember when I saw the message. So either I saw it yesterday and we're launching it today, or I saw it today and we're gonna launch it tomorrow. I don't know which, but I'm gonna go check. Do we need anybody for Behemoth? That's what you missed. And Ultimate 7 is tomorrow, he was telling me, there too. So, because and if anybody can look in our, Skippy, you still have access, if you wouldn't mind, or Sin, either one of you can look into our, super mod chat and see if we're short for any of the other alliances so we can do some recruiting. We will do what we can. So you said you have Namor. Have you played with him? Is he any good?
No, I haven't played with him yet. And mainly because I haven't really spent any time with the Fantastic Four in general. It's you know, partially is because I've been slowly concentrating on as much as I hate to say it, my AIM team.
Green Giant.
So yeah, they're the AIM team is they're about level 42 right now, and I've just been, you know, we've got those dailies where you have to level up and train somebody and give them some gear. I've been doing that with the AIM team, so kind of hate it, makes my skin itch, but I will say Graviton, in the right circumstances, really,
yeah,
kind of kicks ass.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I don't believe I have him yet. You know, here I can do my
the whole flipping look. and spreading negative, you know, debuffs and whatnot is, yeah.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Skippy says, no shame. AIM is amazing now. I'm only sure. I'm short 6 characters. 1 out of 55 for Hela. 42 out of 45 for Colossus, with 5 freaking red stars waiting on me now. Invisible Woman is 100 out of 310. Mr. Sinister, of course, is 0 out of 100. Strife is 0 for 45. And Ultron is 0 for 310. So I know how to get Ultron. I'm working on that. And then the rest are all ungettable, more or less. Right?
Yep.
Yeah. So I didn't even realize. Honestly, I didn't realize I had recruited Hela the other day. But she came out low. She's 2 stars. So she came out at 45. So that was pretty easy. I've got a lot. I mean, honestly, no, I am not saying they should before everybody freaks out. But if they stop putting out characters for, say, 5 months, I still have plenty to work on to keep me busy to make solid teams. I'm liking that they're doing it. Oh, I didn't realize I could rank up Kingpin. Well, I really like that they're doing the characters. And, you know, it always gives me something to strive for. And, you know, you just get that new, oh, now this team works differently. Or, oh, now we have an option for another team if that's the kind of thing you're into, if you're working on that level of thing. So it is green plus sign day, man. When you open up all those orbs, you got to go back in and start actually putting them on people because it just fills up. So your raids are going well. We're doing just fine with our raids. I did miss one. I mean, I totally missed one the other day. I felt really bad about it. It sent it even messaged me. And by the time I saw the message, he's like, hey, can you jump into this other team? Because just for right now, we need you to fill in that gap. And I jumped in, and it was like 23 hours and 35 minutes left. I'm like, oh, shit. I guess I can't, man. I'm sorry. He's like, he said it was fine. It wasn't fine. Right. But he said it was fine. I appreciate him saying that, but it wasn't fine. Sin, you need to give me points, man. I'm just saying. I'm not exempt.
I agree. You should give him lots of points.
Well, not lots.
Minus 50 DKP.
I don't need him. I don't need him crying when he kicks me out. Not that many points. Just, you know, fair points. So.
Fair points. Just a couple things.
Sure.
Sensor Tower numbers for October are out for Marvel Strike Force. For the iOS devices, there were 200,000 downloads of Strike Force and revenue of $7 million for the month of October.
Nice. Well, they got my $10.
Yep. And for Android, there were double the downloads, 400,000. But less revenue, $5 million. So that being said, that is 600,000 downloads and $12 million in revenue. So it's not going anywhere.
No, I'm very, very happy to hear that. You know, in an MA days, well, it is a Facebook game based on Flash. That's never a good way to start. And we know the story of that game was it was a marketing tool that got a life of its own. But we didn't have the tools we have today with reporting of income and this and that and the other. So we never quite knew, where is this game sitting? Are they making enough profit to make it worthwhile? Is this going to happen? And so I love that we can look at those reports, the whatever tower thing you were just talking about, that we can see that they're doing well. We know they're making money. Because I love it, man. There's nothing like seeing a game you enjoy almost nosedive down into the ground and just pull up at the last minute and then become great. You know, right. You don't know what you love till you lose it. And we almost lost it. And then it has actually been phenomenal. So to hear that the downloads are going up, I haven't seen a commercial in a while. You know,
I haven't either,
but
you never know.
It.
I mean, Christmas is coming, so
yeah,
there may be another one coming. But and also, just before we leave, I wanted to make sure that we read off our list of patrons.
Yes, because I always forget that.
No, it's okay. So, one of the things that you can do to support this channel and this podcast is by going to patreon.com/FTHBeyond. And for as little as $1 a month, you can help support this program, and we will be eternally grateful. So thank you to our current patrons, Alex, Anthony L, Chris T, Luke J, Roger S, Tony G, William K. Thank you so much for all of your support.
Absolutely. It means the world to us, and the subs and everything as well. That's whatever you do to support the show. The fact that you listen, you know, it's just awesome, and we love it, and it's amazing. And the fact that you come out and watch the video on demand, or you go to YouTube, wherever you catch us, hit us up. We have a Facebook page. We honestly, unfortunately, don't use it appropriately, right? So it doesn't have a lot of stuff on there, but you can hit the page, facebook.com/FTHBeyond. And we'd love to know how or where you found us, where you listen. Do you listen to the podcast? Do you watch on YouTube? Do you catch the video on demand? Do you come out live? How do you do it? That'd be amazeballs. And just so everybody knows, just by listening to the podcast soon, you will be just supporting us that way as well. We are going to be moving over to Anchor, which means you're going to hear a few ads in the show. And that means just by listening and downloading, you're going to help support us that way. But for the patrons, or for people who hate ads, like, oh, man, ads, for just that, what you're saying, Kurt, just that dollar, we're going to kick up to the reward tier, and then we're going to offer the ad-free version of the podcast. So you can do that. There's apparently a way to do video as well. I'm going to have to research that because one of my podcasts came through. Well, maybe not on Anchor. I don't know. It might have been I'm mixing up my podcast player with a podcast host. So I don't know. I on my podcast player, a video came through the other day. I was like, huh. You know, I wonder if Anchor would support that. And then we could do ad-free. Well, you know, Patreon supports it. Why am I thinking? We can do ad-free video on Patreon. Yep. So that, here's what's going to happen. A little inside baseball, but getting everybody prepared. If you want, the way you can support us on Twitch is, at the affiliate level, which we are, you actually get a piece of the ad. And we can run the ads now on our own. So what we'll do coming up soon is halfway through the show, hit an ad on Twitch, and that'll put the marker in for the audio as well. And then for ad-free, you just come and catch it on you know, not catch it on YouTube. I don't know, but catch it on Patreon. So sure. There, all that stuff. All right, Kurt, where can they find you all over the web?
All over the web. On Twitter, you can find me at VO by Kurt. On Sunday evenings, you can find me over on GSTU Media with the Bromigos of the Streampocalypse, where we play Sea of Thieves and act like jackasses all evening. Mondays and Thursdays right here on FTH Beyond for doing the FTH Beyond streams and podcasts. And on Sunday evenings, Tuesday evenings, and Thursday evenings over on Kurtstable, which is twitch.tv/Kurtstable, with Storytime with Kurt. We're about to wrap up our second book. I read stories to you, and you zone out, chill out, and just relax. After the second book is done, we are going to start in on holiday stories, and one of the books that we're going to be reading is A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens.
All right, so a quick producer's note for you.
Yeah.
Put a little money into Facebook ads, target it only at Colorado, and promote this Christmas special coming up, right? No, Nicole, you cannot take anything I say on the air as what we're actually going to do in the real life. No, Nicole, you keep putting stuff up on YouTube. You don't.
Yeah, Nicole. Yeah, don't listen to him. Just go to just do your YouTube thing. You're doing great.
You're doing fine. Keep going. but no, seriously, take you know, make it a little bit of a budget, and you get to set it. And if you've never used Facebook ads, I can help you with that. But no, you're a smart guy. Okay, yeah, you're a smart guy. You know how that works. And yeah, no, seriously, target like Colorado and Washington State and, you know, all the places where it's legal, and then promote this big, awesome Christmas and chill thing that you got coming on with you know what I'm saying?
I see what you're putting down.
All right. You can find me, Rock Gotta Podcasting, all across the internet. Except on Twitter. Well, you actually can Google Rock Gotta Podcasting or on Twitter, search it, whatever, and you'll find me. But it's at Rock Gotta Pod there. Tons of stuff, man. EMS show I do on Thursday afternoons is doing really well. You can find it on anchor.fm/EMS Underground. And it's on all the podcatcher, Stitcher, everything else out there. And we do it live on Facebook with video, and then I put it up on YouTube and so on and so forth. Breaking the Panel is really doing well, and we've got more new content coming, not just shows, because we do a show every week. We've got new Patreon content coming with Breaking the Panel, and we're excited about that. And we're going to be going live there soon. Then I got here, Pokemon Go Podcast, lots of great stuff. So you know what? Just go over to gstu.net. gstu.net, you'll find Kurt stuff. Except for story time, we should talk about if you want to. I think you're probably going to want to keep it separate, but if you want to, you know what? Here's what we need to do. Here's a happy medium. We need to put friends of the network section down, and then we can put our friends like twodorks.net and Kurtstable and other channels that aren't network shows but are friends of the network. But yeah, right. You can check out all this awesome stuff right over there. All right, go out and play the game you want to play. Have some fun. Live the life you want to live. I don't know. We're going to find a good ending thing. I had a good one last week, but I was drunk, so I don't remember what I said.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. But it is, you know, play the game you want to play, have the fun you want to have, and how about you, Christmas and chill.